Welcome Radio.
That's my jam right there. Toro y Moi. I think I'm pronouncing it right. Can I go with you? Man, that track is like, I live for that track. Welcome to the Hollywood Hustle Show. I am your host, Nye McGee, a.k.a. Nye Hollywood. I'm an entertainment reporter by day and screenwriter by night. Ooh, she's so scandalous. Hustling my way through Hollywood until I land the big score. And what is the big score, you may be wondering? Well, my name in the bright lights on the big screen, of course. I'm coming for you, Jason Blum. I'm coming for you, Ryan Murphy. They're my two favorite white men at the moment. Jason Blum, of course, is the producer, CEO. He's a film producer, CEO of Blumhouse Films, or I think it's Blumhouse Productions. He, you know, his crew, his team, they're responsible for the Paranormal Activity franchise, Insidious. You know, of course, Purge, which I absolutely love. I actually had the opportunity, I was lucky enough, to interview Jason Blum a year ago for the last installment of the Paranormal Activity franchise. And we spoke a little bit about the most recent Purge film, which was released last year. And at that time, you know, it hadn't even been announced yet. So, you know, he spilled a little tea about the film before it was even announced. So I think I was the first one to get the scoop about that. Shout out to Jason Blum, but I love the work that he's doing lately. You know, his most recent epic, he was the executive producer on Get Out. And I just did a report on EURweb.com. I'm not sure if it's posted yet, if it's been published, but he is teaming up with Dee Reese, if I'm mispronouncing her name, forgive me, she's the black filmmaker, female, black female, lesbian filmmaker, responsible for the Sundance hit Pariah, I think it came out a couple years ago. Forgive me, guys, you know, sometimes I write these stories, I retain the information for about 24 hours, and then I lose the key details unless I go back to it, right? But the key detail of this story is she's teaming with Jason Blum for a black lesbian horror film. Apparently, she pitched it to him during a speaking convention they met at recently for Sundance. As it turns out, he's a huge fan of her work, particularly the film Mudbone. So that's coming up. I'm looking forward to that. Ryan Murphy, of course, I'm a fan of American Horror Story. Not every season. They're kind of hit and miss for me. But he's got this feud series airing with about Bette Davis and Joan Crawford, and it's serving my life. I'm here. I love it. The writer in me wants to be on the writing team for these men, right? Or at least, you know, the big dreamer, the daydreamer by night, the girl that has been fantasizing about a huge career in film since she was a little girl, at the very least, would like to pitch a project to the both of them and, you know, get my name in lights, right? I love horror, sci-fi, you know, the weird, the black sheep of the family, the dark drama, the daddy that may be the molester and the uncle. I like those dark kind of narratives, right? So, yeah, put it out into the universe, people, and it shall happen. My journey so far is proof of it. My Hollywood Hustle show is here to help content creators and their stars, their craft to the next level. Of course, I'm here every Wednesday and Friday. Now, this is the second week of the show, the Hollywood Hustle show, my third podcast, and I'm still kind of working out the kinks and the technicalities. Right before I went on air, the show just went dead. Like, I lost power to everything, right? So, and I'm still working out what as far as technicalities go, what's the best method to host the show via a phone in on my end. I mean, microphone, earbuds, they all seem to work, right? And the host, of course, Blog Talk Radio, suggests an array of possibilities. So in the event that we're in the middle of dishing and scooping and spilling the tea and sharing knowledge here and the show just drops, you can't hear anything, and it just ends suddenly, have no fret, folks. I will call right in, right? I'll get things going because we are together for an hour here. Now, of course, the show today, I'm going to be joined by a wonderful guest, Lawrence Lee Wallace, a dear friend, longtime friend, a filmmaker making big waves in the film business, in the indie film scene, especially in Chicago. He's going to join us here in about, 5 minutes or so, right? He's going to share his hustle in Hollywood, his journey. He's been covered by a number of, you know, big-time news outlets, publications. I believe he's an award winner or he's been nominated. His work is profound. It's attention-grabbing. So he's going to speak to us a little bit coming up in a few minutes here. If you want to call in today on the Hollywood Hustle Show, 646-668-8342 is the call-in number. After Lawrence joins us, later on, if we have some time, my plan is to provide a list of essential tools for filmmakers because whether if you know or not, perhaps you're tuning in for the first time, I've worked in the film business for 20 years now in all capacities, writer, director, producer, for a big, on an indie level and a big studio level. I mean, I've worked for them all, worked for and next to alongside, have been mentored by the greats, right? Including the legendary, as I said on the first show, Roger Corman. And if you don't know who Roger Corman is, please look him up, especially if you're interested in pursuing a career in film. So every Wednesday here on the Hollywood Hustle Show, my goal is to have a guest, a colleague, industry player here on the show to share their tips and offer some resources for content creators and their stars to help you take your career to the next level. And Lawrence is going to be joining us shortly to dish about that. Every Friday, I like to call the Freestyle Friday show, where, you know, I share the secrets going on behind the headlines. What are, you know, my journalist friends, my colleagues, the editors that I know at publications, you know, folks get paid to keep their client's image or help keep a client's image clean. I know people who pay other folks to be sources so they can spill the tea anonymously, but they're getting the tea either directly from the star himself or, you know, a Kardashian is calling TMZ directly, okay? So Fridays I call Freestyle Fridays, where we dish about the headlines regarding the headlines, what us journalists, what us bloggers, us industry players know to be the truth about the celebrity headlines. So that's Friday show, Wednesday and Friday here, 12 p.m. straight up, right? So in about 5 minutes, our good friend Lawrence is going to jump on the call. Of course, if you are a content creator, if you are a player, if you have knowledge, resources that you would like to share, we're all about helping you not only promote yourself, but we hope in promoting you, helping you promote yourself and your brand through this podcast, you are helping our listeners. So, you know, hit me up. My email address, all my contact information, Nye McGee, is on here on the main page here. If you're listening on the Blog Talk Radio / My Hollywood Hustle main page, all the contact is there for my social media. Email me at Nye McGee, NYMAGEE1, the number one, at gmail.com. And so, yeah, what's going on this week? I had the opportunity, of course, you can jump on my social media before we get Lawrence on the call, because many of you are probably like, who is this girl? Why do I care? Who does she think she is? Is she legit, or is she just some blogger thinking she has some knowledge for me? Well, this week, I don't know if you care or if it matters, but Terry J. Vaughn, industry acting veteran, black female actress. She's been in the homes, many of our homes, whether you're black or white, for the last 20 years, gracing our television screens. IMDb.com is your friend. You know how people tell you, Google it. You know, let me Google that for you. Well, don't be lazy, people. If I say something on the show you're not familiar with, especially if you're a filmmaker, imdb.com is your friend. Look up Terry, T-E-R-R-I, J. Vaughn, V-A-U-G-H-N. Of course, you can go to my Facebook page, look me up at Writer Nye McGee, where I've listed, you know, the talent that I've had to, you know, the pleasure of speaking to this week about their craft, about their hustle. Terry J. Vaughn was hustling this week for Man and Wife. Maybe you watched that series on Bounce, starring everyone's, well, at least for black religious folks, they love the Mann family, right? David and Tamela Mann. Terry J. Vaughn, the actress, joined the second season of Man and Wife, and Terry J. Vaughn, the director, stepped behind the camera for Tuesday night's episode, and she talked about the challenges and what she learned, and juggling the responsibilities as a director and an actress. You can check that out. EUR Web, that coverage was for, again, Writer Nye McGee. On Facebook, you can look me up. Of course, I had the pleasure of speaking with Sherry Shepherd again. She's a delight. And comedian Scruncho, she is producing his one-man show about his rough and raw life. I mean, he talks about how his parents abandoned him as a young child and how abandonment is like, he turned abandonment into love. And what a inspiring and touching journey he is telling in his one-man show. You can check out my coverage for that, again, on Facebook. Or you can go to my Instagram account. Look me up at Nye McGee on Instagram. Isaiah Whitlock Jr., he is voicing a character in Cars 3. He's actually voicing a man who was the first African-American driver for NASCAR. So you can look that up. Go again to EUR Web or Writer Nye McGee on Facebook. And of course, jumping right into our filmmaking topic, I'm going to get Lawrence right on the phone here. I think he's on the line. Alan Maldonado, for all you content creators out there, I had the pleasure of speaking to Alan Maldonado. You may know him from Blackish. Now, I've spoken to him quite a few times, primarily about his acting work. Most recently, I spoke to him last year, and I believe earlier this year, about the film Ringside that he did for, what was it, TV One, I believe. And a couple weeks ago, I chatted with Alan again. The producer-writer Alan has launched an app called Everybody Digital for short-form filmmakers. It's like YouTube meets Netflix. So again, go to my Facebook page and you can check that out. Coverage once again for EUR Web. Now, here we are, the Hollywood Hustle Show. Let me see who this is. Is that Lawrence on the line? Lawrence Lee Wallace. Is that you, friend?
No, it's not. This is your boy, Redbeard, the one and only.
Ah, yes, Redbeard. Yes, yes, yes. I see.
I'm not in the lab with you today. You know, I got a few things going on. Plus, you know, I got to get ready for the Indy 15 starting next week. So I'll be back in tune with you probably either Friday or next week, definitely.
Well, we appreciate you jumping on the line and letting us know that. The Indy 15 is what exactly? Tell us briefly.
The Indy 15, that's where I spotlight all of the local indie hot music as far as rap, R&B, rock and roll, whatever the case may be. If it's indie, I need it. I need to interview you. We're going to talk about it, get you some promo on the show, and we're going to run with it. 15 minutes of fame.
Right on. So we'll talk about that. If you're on the show with us Friday, we'll learn more about that, yeah?
Yeah, definitely will. Definitely will. So I won't hold up too much of your time. I know you got Lawrence coming on. Shout-outs to Lawrence. Do your thing, bro. Shout-outs to Hollywood Hustle. I got you, G.
All right. We will talk to you. Have a blessed rest of your day, Redbeard.
Yikes!
Okay, I believe now we may have our guest, Lawrence Lee Wallace, is on the line. Lawrence, is that you joining the Hollywood Hustle Show?
Hey, Nah.
Hello? Are you, darling? Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. I'm great. How are you?
Perfect, perfect. I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join me and my listeners. We're all going to learn something today about your hustle.
Absolutely.
As a filmmaker. Good. You have been doing big things. I know personally, our listeners may not know this, but I know you've been doing big things in the filmmaking scene for a number of years now. Kind of talk to us a little bit about your hustle. Was there a particular event or time that you recognized filmmaking was not just a hobby for you, but that it would be your life, your living? Talk a little bit about your hustle so far as a filmmaker.
Oh, man, was there a time that I realized that this was what I wanted to do? I think it really just kind of came from me trying it and me not sucking at it. I think that I started off as an actor, and then as time went on, I started to really become more interested in things, you know, behind the scenes, and started to learn them and decided to go to school and get a degree in it, and it just kind of developed from there. It just kind of naturally kind of evolved from there. I've always written. I've always been a writer. I started off writing back in high school. Actually, I met Dick Gregory back when I was in high school, and I wrote a couple of short stories, and he read them, and he gave me notes on them, and that was very inspiring for me to just kind of keep writing, and then, you know, acting and directing just kind of evolved, you know, from, you know, little sparks like that that took place.
Now, I know that, you know, your films have garnered interviews with networks such as NBC. I know you cover genres such as sci-fi, which is, of course, my favorite genre. And you tackle, you know, some dark subjects. Yeah. And I know here you were involved with Comic-Con a couple years ago and Marvel. I mean, talk a little bit about some of the themes you like, to the universal themes you prefer to explore in your work.
Well, like you said, I am very much into sci-fi. I'm into anything that's really just kind of different, that's outside of the norm, you know. And I like to kind of explore, like you said, darker subjects, more kind of taboo subjects. I like to make audiences feel something, whether that thing is funny, you know, to make people laugh, or to scare people or to shock people, or, you know, just in, I like to invoke some type of emotion from the stuff that I do, from the work that I put out, you know, and I really enjoy doing it with actors of color, because we really don't see a lot of actors of color doing these types of genres, doing a lot of sci-fi and horror and stuff like that. And I think that it's really different and special for people and for us when we see ourselves in these types of roles.
Now, speaking That's of the type of emotions, yeah, I think I'm having some technical difficulties because you're going in and out a little bit. So I apologize to the listeners if you missed the last part of that. I think sometimes live on air, there's like as it's some digitizing weirdness, you know, kind of NWO weird going. So sometimes,
right,
guys, you might have to go back, right? You might have to go back.
Exactly.
Exactly, right? You caught that. So you might have to go
I
back
did.
To listeners to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe our listeners caught that too. Listeners, you might have to go back to the replay about an hour after the live broadcast. Go back to the replay, and you might get a clearer version of what he says. So I apologize for any technical difficulties. Mm-hmm. But let me just kind of jump on something you said about the types of emotions you want to evoke, right? What type of response did you get from the execution of Trayvon Martin project? That was pretty powerful.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. Publicly, most of the responses I got were very negative. You know, of course, you know, you have the racist and the gun enthusiast that had to put in their, you know, two cents and their backwards opinions about the situation. In private, though, in my inboxes and my DMs, I got a lot of support from people, which didn't do much for me, you know, because the whole praise in private thing really doesn't work for us, you know. That's the type of thing that needs to be out, you know. You need to publicly support things that you believe in. And, you know, that was kind of missing with the execution of Trayvon Martin, because that was a thing that many people were talking about at the time. It was on the hearts and minds of many American people, especially people of color, and we all needed to be way more vocal about it than what we were. And I felt, you know, that I did my part by making a film, my opinion of what took place. And, you know, the loudest people are, you know, usually the people that know that they're guilty and know they've done something wrong. And, you know, the people that are on the right side of history sometimes tend to be a little too quiet. So, yeah, the responses of it were mostly negative in public, but overwhelmingly positive and supportive in private.
Now, I know we have a caller on the line, another caller from the 773 area code. So I will get to you 1 second, 773. Bear with me if you can. I only have Lawrence on the line for a minute, and if you have a question for Lawrence, I'll get you before I end the call with him. But let me throw this at you, Lawrence. Financing.
Yeah.
Every indie filmmaker wants to know about financing. Talk a little bit about, well, it's kind of twofold, so let's break it up with this question first. How has your art been shaped by both the money you have had or not had? I mean, do you create with a budget limitation in mind?
I do, actually. Budgeting, financing a film is very difficult, especially here in Chicago. You know, Chicago's not really geared around the entertainment industry. So it's hard to get money for a film anywhere, East Coast or West Coast. But here in Chicago, it's especially difficult. But the good thing about here is that there are a lot of other resources available for you to create your film. And for me personally, what I do, I come out of my own pocket for most of the film. And for other things, it's really kind of a community effort. It's kind of a grassroots kind of community situation. Whereas, you know, I reach out to people and I, you know, if somebody has like a nice house or apartment, hey, can I film in there for a couple of hours? If somebody has a nice car, can I, you know, use your car in a scene for a few hours? Or, you know, and in exchange for like credit, or, you know, you get to be an extra in the film or something along those lines. So there's a lot of that here, which is a good, that there are, you know, there are people that are willing to help you out. You just have to find them. It can be pretty difficult to find.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult to find individuals like that. But, you know, I mean, you do it through friends, family, you know, people that you meet on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And, you know, it's about building relationships. You know, you have
Absolutely.
To build relationships and just, you know, just kind of just working together. You know, you know, scratch my back, I scratch yours. It's about, you know, collaboration and, you know, and just coming together to create great works of art to show to people.
Yeah. Right on. So let me see who we have here. We have another 773 caller on the line. Let me see if I can get this person on the line here. 773, you are there. Can you hear us here on the Hollywood Hustle Show?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can. Who's calling in? Thanks
hear.
For calling in. Who's this?
Hey. This is my name's Quinta Bellows, and so far I really like your show, Ms. McGee.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And I just had a quick question for Lawrence.
Yes.
Hello, Quinita.
Take it away.
Quinita is in my latest film, y'all. She plays the character of Iris in my new film, Pieces of David.
Yes.
Go
yes.
ahead.
Oh, this
Go
is
ahead,
nice. Hey, we have the director, we have the filmmaker, and actress from his latest work on the line. I love it. Go ahead with your question. I love it.
Yeah, so I was just wondering, Lawrence, you were saying the type of films that you like to produce. You like to produce stuff that's just, like, very different. That's what you're attracted to is, like, you know, sci-fi, dark comedies,
yeah.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But my question to you is how do you stay original? Because, like, there are so many other film directors out there, and, like, how do you make sure that you're not mimicking anyone else? Or, you know what I mean, you are inspired by other filmmakers, but it's like, how do you keep your own aesthetic? Like, how do you create your own, like, stay original, if that makes sense?
Yeah. I pretty much, I just kind of, I just go with what I'm feeling, you know? And I don't really, pay a whole lot of attention to what other people do. I mean, I guess I pay attention to it, but I really don't want to do what everyone else is doing. I'm not really interested in it, you know. I mean, I could do, you know, a love story, or I could do a religious film, or I could do a gangster film, because that's what we're doing right now, pretty much. Or I could do a slave movie. I'm not interested in doing those types of films. You know, there are directors out there that got that covered. They're doing that. They're doing that stuff. They're putting it out. So I'll leave that to them. You know, I prefer, you know, stories that are untouched, you know, that people may even be afraid to touch, you know. Those are the types of stories that I'm looking to do, the stuff that nobody else really wants to do. So it's not really hard for me.
Okay,
and
you have
cool.
another question for Mr. Lawrence?
Oh, no, that was it. Thank you so much.
You're
well,
welcome.
Thank
you. See you on set
thank
tonight.
Thank you for calling in.
That's right.
Bye.
See you on set tonight.
Right on. Now, Lawrence, do I have time to ask you one more question?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you this. You and I both have been in the film business since for a while. You know what I'm saying? When I
oh,
mean
yeah.
for a while,
long time.
We have seen how, I mean, we've been in the film business since we were using razor blades and metal blocks to cut film
right.
and slice them together.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So the digital age has changed the game, right? And it's really exciting, I find, and perhaps you agree, I find that where 10, 20 years ago, film students perhaps, you know, you had to go knock on the door in Hollywood or know somebody who knew somebody to get the big break. Where now, digital media and the way technology is changing the game and how you deliver content, anybody can be a content creator. Anybody can be a star. I mean, how are you finding the digital game changing how you approach your work?
You know, it's kind of a double-edged sword. It is, on one hand, it's the technology to obtain it is much easier. It's a lot cheaper. You know, the way to do it is easier. It's not as labor-intensive anymore, as you said, with the razor blade and metal blocks. You know, it's not as intense and you know, time consuming is that anymore. And there are just so many opportunities and avenues to get your project out in front of people, you know, but it still has to be good. You know, it still has to be good. It can't be garbage. You can't put out garbage. I think that's the other edge of the sword, is that there's a lot of garbage out there. Because these avenues are available to everyone, and like you said, like anybody can make something and put it out, it's mostly anything that's out there. It's mostly garbage out there. And, you know, sometimes it takes a while for the really good stuff to kind of rise to the surface because it's so much, you know, saturation with the mess that's on the surface, that's on top. You know, so that's why, you know, so you still, even with the, you know, the new technology and the opportunities and the, you know, different avenues of putting your work out, it still has to be good. It has to be good. It has to be artistic. You know, it has to be somewhat original, you know, and it still has to be on point. You still can't cut corners anywhere and, you know, or sleep. You know, on it, you still have to have that same type of, you know, fire and passion that, you know, you and I did back in the day when we were, you know, doing films and, you know, cutting films and and all that good stuff.
Now, where can people find your work? You're on YouTube. Where is there a website where people want to get a taste of how you deliver and create content? Where can they find your work?
They can go to my website, www.deepproductionstudios.com. And if people just Google me, if they just Google my name, Lawrence Lee Wallace, a bunch of links to my stuff will come up. I have stuff on Amazon, on YouTube, the new film that I'm working on with Cinda Williams from Mo Better
Blues.
Yes,
tell us before we hang up. Tell us about this. That's my question. Black folks know she was everybody's crush, Cinda Williams from Mo Better Blues. Okay.
That's right.
So when I saw your announcement that you got, right when you got her, when she signed on to your project, I'm like, go ahead, brother. So tell our listeners before you end this call, tell us a little bit about how, you know, about your project. Tell us the title again. What's the genre? When can we expect it?
Okay. It's called Pieces of David. It's a dark comedy about four women who all discover that they're romantically involved with the same man, David. They go to confront him at his home one night. Argument and fight ensues, and they accidentally kill him. So then the rest of the evening, they are trying to figure out how to cut him up and dispose of his body. And that's pretty much when the hilarity ensues, because everything that can go wrong does go wrong with their attempts to try to get away with this crime. And Cinda Williams actually plays the detective investigating one of the ladies. So it's going to be a very funny and hilarious film.
And is this going to be one of your projects that we will see? Like, what format are you aiming for? Like a digital release?
I'm really gonna push to try to get into theaters, and then of course we will do the digital release on Netflix, on DVD, Amazon, all that good stuff.
And
it'll
really
be
quickly,
out. It should be out later on this year.
And really quickly, because I know our independent filmmakers want to know, if you're making a feature film that sounds like a dark comedy, thriller, horror, with Cinda Williams. Was this another one of your projects that you financed partially out of pocket, and then the rest of the funds came how? Through producers, you know, crowdfunding. You don't have to get specific with all the details, but how difficult was the fundraising for you? Or
well, like, you know, most of my projects and a lot of projects here, it's funded out of my own pocket. A small portion of it is coming from outside sources, sponsors, like I said, friends and family, and bartering, you know, exchange of services type of situation. So that's what's making it work, you know. Teamwork is making the dream work, as they say. So
I have a great team behind me.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It's all about a great team, collaborating with a great team.
Yeah.
Recently did a, I'm mentoring, a student at the high school I went to, Marian Catholic in Chicago Heights. And, a couple of other students reached out to me after I, spoke about filmmaking and journalism, during career day. And that's the number one thing I told them, because they all are dreaming about a film and career. And I said, what's important? Doesn't matter if you go to film school or not. Doesn't matter if you know how to write a script or not. What's important is your team. You have to have a passionate,
that's right,
collaborative
mm-hmm.
team that has your back and has
dedicated,
your and you have
loyal.
Their back.
Yep.
And yes,
absolutely.
Because I can assure mm-hmm. you, as they rise in the ranks in the business, they will take you with them. I've seen it. I've worked in the business
mm-hmm.
for 15 plus years now, and there's a word for it. I just can't think of it right now because my mouth is dry. I need some water, and I'm a little thirsty, and I'm a little hungry. Having a person's back is the way to achieve. Lawrence is the key to achieve big things in Hollywood. Lawrence, I thank you for joining me. Your girl and I, Hollywood, here on the Hollywood Hollywood Hub Show. We are all looking forward to your film coming up. I know you are on a schedule, so I won't keep you. I'm going to take a little break. And what I'm going to come back and do, folks, stay with me. I have some essential tools I want to rattle off for filmmakers, independent filmmakers, things that have helped me, I'm sure things that have helped Lawrence. In the bio section of this show page, Lawrence Lee Wallace, is there some contact information for him? You can reach out to him via his website if you want some follow-up information, if you want to. I'm assuming that's okay, Lawrence, if they have questions.
Yeah.
They can follow
absolutely
up with you,
yeah,
contact you via your website, deepproductions.com.
Yep.
Well, right on, Mr. Wallace. Thanks again for joining me on the Hollywood Hustle Show, babes.
Thank you for having me, babe.
All right. You have a great rest of your day, and we look forward to your work and much continued success to you.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye, everybody.
Peace. Folks, we'll be back. We're going to go on a quick break here. I'll play a song, Quench My Thirst, here, and we'll get back into these essential things. We got about 20 minutes left on the show. Of course, you can still call in if you have questions, 646-668-8342, about filmmaking, about the business. When I interviewed Denzel Washington, he said, and I quote, it's not show business, it's the business of show, okay? And I have learned every aspect about the business of show from the various jobs I've had as a production assistant, a office assistant, a producer, assistant producer, working in the writer's room for companies at Paramount, Jim Henson, as I said, Roger Corman, MTV, VH1, Columbia, I mean, you name it, Miramax, of course. Of course, my first job, as I'm reflecting when I came to Hollywood, was working for the Hustler Store in Hollywood. Another show, another topic. Maybe we'll save that for the late night show. There isn't a late night show, but if I need to launch one just to talk about the T working for, what was that pervert's name who runs Penthouse? And his crazy-ass sister, good Lord, you know, the Penthouse magazine, Hustler Store. Anyway, that's another story, folks. Let's take a break. I don't have much music in my little cue songs list here, so I'm just going to have to play something I played last week. I tried to upload some music before the show, but freaking iTunes app was kept going, you know, dying, not resuscitating. So if this is your third time listening to the third episode of the new Hollywood Hustle Show, forgive me for playing the same songs you heard two shows ago.
Okay. Let's take it from the top. The walls are sweating in here, so party, baby.
Chill out.
If you want it, girl, you got it, girl. Come here and dance with me, because this is your world. You come in me, girl. You got the front with me, girl.
Let me get low in space. Will Robinson, she vibing, getting hotter and hotter, and I got her. She getting it, she gone in the zone. Her marbles, she lost them, ain't no coming back. And I'm with her, they can't find her. I'm sweating, she's sticky, that sticky got me lost in the beat. I need an engineer. I told her come here, get a little closer, take your shirt off. Get hot in here, hey, to get lost. Get some music. Feel better now, I read my energy. She's dangerous, the night flows. Keep dancing, girl. Keep moving, girl. Don't worry about who looking. Just get lost in the music. Keep dancing, girl. Keep moving, girl. I say don't worry about who looking. Just get lost in the music.
You want it, girl. You got it, girl. Come here and dance with me, because this is your world.
The Hollywood Hustle Show. I am your host, Nye McGee, aka Nye Hollywood. We have about a little over 15 minutes left in the show. Yo, you guys like Jamie Foxx? Do you like the movie Sleepless? Have you seen the movie Sleepless? Do you want to see the movie Sleepless? I have a Blu-ray DVD digital HD copy, just one to give away. How do you win? You want it? Well, the only way I'm giving it away, every month here on the show, I'm going to give away a prize. This month, it's the Sleepless DVD. To get it, you have to go to my Instagram page. Just look up Nye McGee, N-Y-M-A-G-E-E on Instagram. You'll see my curly-haired profile there with Usher. You'll also see a photo there, a star, a pink star outlined in yellow. It says Nye Hollywood. In the comment section of that photo of that pink star that says Nye Hollywood, hashtag I listened to the Hollywood Hustle Show. The first person who says hashtag I listened to the Hollywood Hustle Show, or just leave some variation of that comment in the comment section under that picture, you win the DVD. I'll hit you up in your DMs to get your address, right? All right, thanks again to filmmaker Lawrence Lee Wallace. Of course, if no one claims the DVD this month, it just rolls over to next month's prize. So next month's winner will receive two prizes, whatever next month's prize is and this DVD. Okay, guys, so filmmaking, one of the things that Lawrence said, and of course there's still time for the show if you have 646-668-8342. If you're an actor, writer, producer, director, if you have questions about any of the above related to your field, hit me up. I'll try to answer the best way I can. Again, I've worked on both the acting side, the producing side, the directing side, indie and big budgeted Hollywood production. So I know a thing or two about a thing or two, including on the indie level, how to make a quality film on a low to no budget. Well, you know, when you go through film school as I have, and when you're trying to make indie films for your school-related project or your professional independent-related projects, money is a challenge. Finding reliable producers is a challenge. Dependent, you know, passionate producers is a challenge. And sometimes as a writer, you don't want to direct. You certainly don't want to produce. And as a director, you don't want to write and you don't want to produce. You want to have a team. Before we went to break, I talked to you, you have to have a team, right? So one thing that's worked for me, which I found successful when I was a filmmaker in both Chicago and in Los Angeles, okay, bartering, as our guest just spoke about, Lawrence Lee Wallace, bartering. I find that a lot of people, especially if they're not in the film industry, they're fascinated by the film industry. And any way they can be involved in your film or in the film business, they will do it. I've never had an instance where I've gone to a restaurant or a company or someone's home or asked to use their car, their store, their barbershop, where I've said to, and they've declined my offer when I've said, hey, can I film at your location or use your this, that, or the other in my film? In exchange, I'll give you a credit in my film. At every instance, everyone is having a credit in a film, you know, is genius. Filmmakers right now, you're at independent filmmakers, you're at, also at this wonderful advantage where you can go to products and brands directly, like a Subway or a McDonald's, you know, Amazon, and hit up their marketing advertising team, you know, for promote your brand in my film, you know, or in my music video. And you know, they want your advertising. They want your network. They want to that free advertising through whatever network you're going to tap into to promote your work. Okay. I recall a couple years ago, a friend and I were trying to cast a series, and we needed a space to cast the series. And so we went on Craigslist. Okay. We went on Craigslist and posted a notice that not only did we need a space to hold auditions, but we needed a camera. We were looking for a specific camera to shoot for the series. We got both for free. One in exchange camera company. This was a camera company, like a Panavision or something. We went down to Long Beach, my friend and I, went to the camera company, got the camera. I think they asked for ID. We didn't have to put down anything as far as insurance, no paperwork. The dude just hooked us up. Maybe the dude was just, you know, I'm sure he broke all protocol. But you never know unless you try. Craigslist is a great way to do bartering. I found many DVDs through Craigslist, and often on my little page, just a credit in exchange. These days, content creators, they want IMDb credit. You'll be surprised at what people are willing to do for free if you give them an IMDb credit or some food, okay? Another great resource for filmmakers, if you don't need to tap to pay for school or for home school. You know, my guest last week, Ed Erdelak, who's a published author of over a dozen books and Star Wars series, right? Even he, both of us through school, and he suggests at this point, you don't spend 4 years on film school, maybe a year, maybe a semester, maybe a program. You don't have to be broke learning how to of creating content. And if you can't afford any type of program online or on campus, there are loads of free filmmaking books. I found several on audible.com. Or for a low to no fee, you can find a lot of great filmmaking books. Story by Robert McKee, M-C-K-E-E, I believe you spell it. Story, for the that's the name of the book. For writers, I would suggest you look that up. Screenwriters, storytellers. It's a great book about the fundamentals. Additionally, writersstore.com, fabulous resource for writers. in terms of software. If you're a screenwriter, you want to invest in Final Draft, right? Producers, any producers out there, directors who want to learn about producing, writers who want to learn about the basics of what it takes to produce your project, Movie Magic scheduling. There's also Movie Magic budgeting. Two resources I recommend. They're a little pricey, but save your pennies. Put them on your birthday list, your Christmas list. If you're a content creator, it's worth the investment. Another thing you guys also want to consider when you are acting, a lot of actors want to get paid. But again, I find this goes back to my IMDb. Give them an IMDb credit. They will work in your project for free, right? Nye McGee here, Hollywood Hustle Show. Again, we have less than 10 minutes left in the show today, 646-668-8342. Call in with your questions, comments, if you have resources that you recommend that are useful tools for you. Lately, my friends are tapping into, my independent filmmaking colleagues have been tapping into the Kickstarter crowdfunding. My friend just produced an entire web series that's coming soon. He's going to be a guest on the show, and it looks fabulous. And he produced it by hustling, and that's what this show is all about, hustling. And when he's Michael is his name, and when I invite him on the show in a couple of weeks, he'll tell you all about his hustle. But he, as Lauren said in the last segment, everybody can create content these days, but not all the content is quality. You can create quality content hustling on little to no budget. And the key here, if you take away any word today, people, it's bartering. And actors, I suggest you use that tool too. You know, put in your resume on your bio if you're on I don't want to say the wrong thing, because one site is for the prostitutes and one site is for the actors. Lord, today, I don't want to promote. Is it Backpage? Who is Backpage for? Backstage for the actors. Let me look it up, guys. The actors know what I'm talking about. Okay. Where your bio is. Let me look. Hold on. I want to say the right thing, so let me Google this right quick. You know, put in your bio that you're willing to barter for work. You're willing to do an IMDb credit for work. And also, Amazon and all these for content creators out there, Amazon, Hulu, there are all these little micro companies and big companies, like I said, Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu, who are thirsty, hungry for independent content. Jason Blum, who I praise at the top of the hour, his content is all over Netflix, in addition to the theatrical work that he releases a couple times a year, right? So what is it? Backpage? I still haven't found this. Okay, I'll find it. My actors know what I'm talking about. I think it's Backpage. Anyway, so yes, people, the keyword today is bartering. So that's all I got for you. I'm not going to bore you any further. I thank Lawrence once again about joining us for the show. Of course, come back Friday. Where I'll be spilling the tea. I'm not sure if I have a guest on Friday. One of my journalist friends, who, is always working that red carpet, is supposed to be joining me soon with some tea, and I'm not sure. Oh, I also got some tea. Oh, my God, I got some tea about a former Baywatch actor. And I'm pitching it right now, guys. I'm pitching it. Apparently, a couple of top publications don't want to touch it. Not because it's not true, but because it's scandalous, okay? I have one editor who might be interested. We'll see. If my last resort editor is not interested, the source of this tea may be a guest on the show, and she's going to spill some Baywatch tea, not about the new Baywatch cast, but about the old Baywatch, and the timing couldn't be perfect because of this movie that's coming up, right? So all the tea spilling gets spilled on Fridays. My Baywatch tea, stay tuned on my social media about when that's coming up, all right? So, filmmakers, we will revisit this topic often on the Hollywood Hustle Show. My goal is to get some writers that I know who write on series and producers that I know who work on series. These people have day jobs, and so it's difficult for them to be on live during the day when I'm hosting. So we're working all that out behind the scenes. Again, this is my third episode of the new show. So give us some time, folks. And we have some, I have some good stuff coming up. Again, if you want to be a guest on the show, content creator, if you have something to share, something to promote, something to that will, you know, and influence, inspire our creators and creators out there, hit me up on my social media. You can also email me, NaniMcGee1@gmail.com. See you on Friday, folks. This is it. Another exciting episode of the Hollywood Hustle Show. I think we have 4 minutes left in the show. Let me see. How many minutes? 4 minutes? All right. 4 minutes. I could spill some tea in this 4 minutes, but I'm not going to do that. I will save it for the show. So, I'm not going to blabber on and on and on. I'm going to let you guys go, get back to your work, get back to your day jobs, get back to your hustle. See you on Friday.
Rock out, rock out, rock out, rock out, rock out.